This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We are here to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. You just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature, the main feature of the site, actually allows you to control the content of the website by, as you're surfing around the web, you find something you think our listeners might enjoy or find interesting, you take it, you submit it to the to freetalklive.com, and then other listeners will vote up or down on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote up and down on things, too, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of our website at freetalklive.com. So head on over there, get interactive, and as usual, joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We can, of course, take your calls about anything. To start things out tonight, a story that I briefly mentioned last week, but we never really got to, and I found it particularly outrageous, so let's get into it. From the Associated Press, Helena, Montana. At a time when gays have been gaining victories across the country, the Republican Party in Montana still wants to make homosexuality illegal. The party adopted an official platform in June that keeps a long-held position in support of making homosexual acts illegal, a policy adopted after the Montana Supreme Court struck down such laws in 1997. The fact that it's still the official party policy more than 12 years later, despite a title shift in public attitude since then and the party's own pledge of support for individual freedoms, has exasperated some GOP members. State Senator John Brugman said, "I looked at that and said, you've got to be kidding me. Should it get taken out? Absolutely. Does anybody think we should be arresting homosexual people? If you take that stand, you really probably shouldn't be in the Republican Party." That's a pretty open-minded statement from somebody in the Republican Party. And
well, I think that I don't think it's that uncommon. I mean, I'm a registered Republican, and I would say the same thing. I think that I think that there are people in the Republican Party that that are, you know, very backwards on social issues, but I wouldn't say that by any stretch that it's the norm.
Well, it's still part of their platform. Gay rights have been rapidly advancing nationwide since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Texas's sodomy law in 2003's Lawrence versus Texas decision. Gay marriage is now allowed in 5 states and Washington, D.C. A federal court recently ruled that the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy was unconstitutional, and even a conservative Tea Party group in Montana ousted its president over an anti-gay exchange in Facebook. But going against the grain is the Montana GOP statement, which falls under the crime section of the GOP platform. It states, quote, "We support the clear will of the people of Montana expressed by legislation to keep homosexual acts illegal." Montana GOP Executive Director Bowen Greenwood said, "That's been the position of the party since the state Supreme Court struck down laws criminalizing homosexuality in 1997. Nobody has ever taken the initiative to change it, and so it's remained the party in the party platform. The matter has never even come up for discussion," he said.
Well, it ought to. It makes the party look backwards. And, you know, this is speaking as a registered Republican and a member, dues-paid member of the Republican Liberty Caucus. You know, this is why the Republicans look like the party of hate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it doesn't take too much. If you just step out of your little Republican shoes and put yourself in, say, some independent shoes or some Democrat shoes, say for a second that you were, you know, you believed that that you were gay and you believed that you had the right to contract with another individual and live with them, you know, like you were married with them for the rest of your life. The party that says that you shouldn't be able to do that looks like the party of hate to you. I'm not saying that that's true. I'm just saying that's perception. If you're black, you know which party the members of the KKK tend to vote for. If you are Mexican, then you know how the people in the Republican Party tend to feel about your cousins and family members being able to come here and live in this, what is supposed to be the freest country on earth. And that is why the Republican Party gets the appellation, the party of hate. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying that it is the perception of people in minority classes. And if the Republicans could shed some of this this rhetoric that they have, then they wouldn't look that way. Are the Mexicans, when they get the right to vote, and believe me, They will. Are they going to vote Democrat? You're darn right they're going to. Why wouldn't they?
You're welcome to share your thoughts at 800-259-9231. This kind of harkens back to some conversations we were having earlier this week. I think maybe it was last night, where I was talking about how both you and I kind of came to the liberty viewpoint, Mark, from the Republican side of things, and that now I'm embarrassed to, you know, have had those viewpoints in my past. I'm not the same person today as I was then, but it's stuff like this that I would want nothing to do with today. As the person I am today, it's
disgusting.
This is sick. It's despicable. I mean, the whole idea that you would outlaw somebody from performing a homosexual act on another person, from two people being gay and doing whatever it is they want to do
stuff.
With doing whatever it is they want to do with one another. I mean, theoretically, a homosexual act would include holding hands with another man.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. I would suspect that would be one of the few ways that you'd find out that they were doing something like that. They could, otherwise, they're just roommates, right?
Yeah. So, they're right. That brings you to the question of how would you handle something like this, right? How would they handle making these things illegal? If this is what, you know, you want to see happen, if you are the kind of bigot who just can't stand the idea that people would be different from you, then how would you enforce something like that? Well, I guess you'd have to go on tips, right? Like snitches?
I get. What else would you do, right?
Your neighbor, some busybody neighbor would notice.
I think those boys are gay.
Right, notice a couple men or a couple women moving in with one another and in the neighborhood, and, you know, place a call to the police tip line.
Those ladies have short haircuts.
a call to the police tip line.
What do you do?
Yeah. And then yeah, I mean, I guess it really would come down to finding people doing things in public. I mean, that'd be the easiest way to catch folks, like, you know, a nip on the cheek, a kiss, holding hands, I mean, caressing, affection being shown.
Some of the biggest places where people go for vacations in America, San Francisco, Key West, mm-hmm. these two come to mind. These places are gay, bastards.
Very friendly.
Yeah, so you go there, you see that kind of thing. It's new and different when you go there on vacation. I don't see that in the town, where I live. But, you know, some people, I imagine, are appalled. I think maybe they like the spectacle, the phantasmagoria of going to some different place and seeing something different than what they would normally, but they don't want it at home, you know?
I think that those people just need to leave people alone. Get over your damn self and stop trying to enforce your viewpoint of what is right on other people who are consenting people. These are people who are choosing to be with one another. They're choosing to engage in the acts that they wish to engage in.
Yeah, it's an act that I'm not really interested in, but whatever.
It's none of your business. I mean, some people would want to outlaw hand-holding and affection in public, period.
Yes.
Regardless of whether it's gay people or anybody that's doing it. And that's such a statement about who you are. It's a statement about how uncomfortable you are with your own sexuality or your own willingness to show affection to other human beings, because you're so repressed that you believe that outlawing any sort of public display of affection is the appropriate way to handle that, because you can't handle the way you feel when you see other people engaging in public displays of affection. I think that, you know, that's kind of the next step on this let's not let anybody be gay, you know, parade here, which is, I think, a really scary thing. Critics say the policy is a toothless statement, the effect of which is simply to make gays feel excluded.
Right, and that's the point here. That I was trying to make. I'm not much for public displays of affection personally. I think you should keep that stuff at home. But hand holding excluded. But if you're talking about in this instance, they'll never enforce this. So why in the world do they have it in their platform? All they do is succeed in making themselves the party of hate.
Yeah.
I personally, as a registered Republican, would prefer not to see that there. Thank you very much. You people are ruining it for us.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you're in Montana or not, how would you feel if this was going on where you live? 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want as well. This is Free Talk Live.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for Congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy. Abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results. Bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world. And a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away. Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves. This is the live Saturday edition of the show. The number for you is 800-259-9231, and the number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other listeners over there at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Oh, I'd like to bring your attention to a Republican candidate named John Dennis, johndennis2010.com. He's running against Nancy Pelosi. He'd be a Republican like I am that thinks that gay people should be able to, you know, cohabitate if they wish, and it shouldn't be a crime in order to Love the one you're with, I guess. John Dennis is also the kind of Republican that believes that the military should be returned to the United States and not be all over the world gallivanting, fighting wars for, well, oil and that kind of thing. JohnDennis2010.com, he's the only Republican that can beat Nancy Pelosi this year. You may not agree with every one of his stances. However, he's the only one that can beat Nancy Pelosi. You can't vote for or against them if you're not in San Francisco. So, as an American, donate to John Dennis at johndennis2010.com.
So we started the show out with just an absolutely embarrassing piece from the Associated Press regarding, not embarrassing to the Associated Press, but to the folks calling themselves the Republican Party in Montana that has a piece in their platform that specifically calls for the outlawing of homosexual acts. And as the piece from the AP here says, the Montana Human Rights Network organizer Kim Abbott says the GOP platform statement doesn't represent the attitudes of most Montanans, and it shows the party is out of touch with the prevalent view of the people that they are supposed to represent. She says it speaks volumes to the lesbian and gay community as to how they are perceived by the Republican Party.
Not just in Montana, but all over America.
It would be nice if Republicans that understand that gay people are human beings would stand up and say they don't agree with that, but I don't know how likely that is. Now, one of the Republican senators in the states, Brugman, says he suspects the vast majority of the party believes, as he does, that the Republican Party should remove the statement. It's against every conservative principle for limited government into issues like this, exemplify how a political party can interfere with the relationship between lawmakers and their constituents. He said, I just hope it's something that's so sensitive that people don't want to touch it. Even if there was a Supreme Court decision, does anyone really believe that it should be illegal? And that really is the question. What would happen? Why hasn't somebody brought this up at the Republican convention to get rid of this? Are they so afraid that there's such an anti-gay sentiment within the Republican Party that they will somehow be ostracized or shot down or, you know, attacked in some way verbally by their co-members of this Republican Party? Or is it just one of the many planks that no one's paid attention to, and so that's why
I think it comes down to the whole lawmaker thing. The politics is about electing lawmakers, not about electing law amenders or law, you know, doer-away-withers. It's about electing lawmakers. So once something gets done, well, we've taken care of that, we must move on. Well, they took care of that decades ago as far as, calling homosexuality a crime, and nobody's bothered to go in and amend the platform. Because this is stupid. And, you know, there's probably a small percentage, some percentage of the Republicans in Montana and around the nation that believe that homosexuality should be a crime. I assume punishable by jail time. All crimes are punishable by jail time. Even if you get a fine, it's still jail if you refuse to pay it. If I'm gay and I say, I'm not paying your fine because what I'm doing isn't wrong, well, then I have to go to prison or jail because I've been fined. Because some stinking guy in a robe says that I've got to go. And because what? The legislators told him that he had to call it a law, and because the people allowed that to happen? It all comes down to the government that you deserve.
So one of the things that makes me, you know, I'm never going to, I could never see myself joining the Republican or Democrat parties. One of the reasons why I would be so unlikely to join the Democrats would simply be because, well, first of all, I'm just against the two-party system in general. But aside from that, just looking at the two parties and what they appear to stand for, you know, the Democrats aren't afraid to admit to you that they want bigger government, right? So that kind of is a turn. That's a turn off for me, because I don't want the government to get bigger. I want it to go away entirely, or at least get very, very small. And of course, the Republicans talk a good game about that. But then they've got all these statements that they make, like, you know, that they don't want people to come here from other parts of the world, and they don't want, in this case in Montana, they don't want gay people to be gay, and like all kinds of just intolerant, bigoted statements that
I don't see how you can I don't see how you can interpret this as anything but bigoted.
Right. That lack any sort of compassion for their fellow man. That lack any compassion for anybody that's not, you know, kind of the typical white old guy Republican, right? I mean, that's sort of the view. That's when you step back and you look at the Republican Party, it seems like it's a bunch of old white guys, right?
Well, I think the Democrats are the same thing.
Really? Okay.
You don't think they're old white guys?
I don't know. Maybe. The Democrats always have just kind of come off as a little more diverse. That's all.
These are just different people that want the same reins of power, the way I see it.
Yeah. And maybe the Republicans, maybe they feel like if they stray from their kind of bigoted viewpoints, that they won't get as much support. But I think that what you pointed out before, Mark, is spot on in that, well, the fact that they aren't showing compassion towards other people that aren't exactly like them is maybe really, really hurting them. Maybe there's some serious damage that's being done to what could be, a much stronger membership for their party.
All
if
you
they
have
would
to
just
do
embrace
is,
other people that are different.
All you have to do is look at the numbers of people who are registered Republicans and Democrats, and you'll find that there are more Democrats in this nation than there are Republicans. And the
right?
reason is, sorry to say, that the Republican Party is the party of exclusion. The party of we know what's right on the way you should live and you don't. And, Democrats, much more the party of we'll take your money and spend it the way we think is the best way to spend it. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever you want as long as you give us all your paycheck. Like, that's really their shtick. Now, admittedly, there's plenty of Democrats that'll tell you how to live. But
oh, sure. There's probably bigoted Democrats,
too.
The
Republicans wear it on their vest.
Yeah. Yeah, the Democrats, I'm not saying they're great, and I'm not saying I would choose them either. I wouldn't choose either, but, they at least get that they should pander to those people, right?
Their votes.
Right. Mm-hmm. They understand that that excluding people like gay people and Mexicans is detrimental to the future of their candidates being elected. And the Republicans just, at least the ones in Montana, they don't seem to get that part.
Yeah, they're not trying very hard.
So your thoughts, welcome, 800-259-9231. You can also bring up anything. Rufus is with us listening to WSCFM in Charleston. Hello, Rufus.
Hi, Ian and Mark. How are y'all tonight?
Hey, just great, Rufus. What's on your mind?
Well, I didn't know what you guys were talking about, and now that I heard you for a while, I want to touch on that subject matter that you were just speaking about.
Sure.
About the gay people or the homosexuals, I think you referred to. Let me just say that it's been my experience or my observation that the gay community or the homosexual people seem to flaunt their sexuality more than heterosexuals do. And I think anyone, but heterosexuals also flaunt their sexuality, but I think anyone who flaunts their sexuality in public is sort of has an ego problem. And
yep.
It's like if you go into a restaurant late at night and you see a guy and a girl in a booth and they're just really having a groping session and they're making out or something, I don't want to see that, I guess I'm just a prude and an old-fashioned guy.
Well, I see where you're coming from. I'll tell you what, hang on. We can continue the discussion here in a moment at 800-259-9231. Maybe he's right. Those folks, maybe they want to show off and exhibit because they feel like they have something to prove, and it certainly can be tacky. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the program. We are here live to take your phone calls about what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got a mobile site, by the way. You can go to m.freetalklive.com if you want to go straight to that. Maybe you've got one of those fancy smartphones and you want to get our streams or our podcast on said smartphone, go to m.freetalklive.com. That's M stands for mobile.
I've got one of those smartphones, but I don't have the data plan, so I keep mine intentionally stupid.
You're not smart enough then.
Yeah. I'm plenty smart. It's the phone. Yeah, I keep it dumb. The Downsized DC, what's the reason why you don't write your Congress critter on important issues? It's because you know that it's largely pointless? It doesn't have to be that way. Your voice can be raised with tens of thousands of other people's voices if you go to downsizedc.org and sign up today. They send out three or four updates a week to let you know about what those people in Washington, D.C. are all up to. They keep an eye on them, and they give you the opportunity to send very quickly and easily emails to them. I am a subscriber. Ian, you do the service, too. It's downsizedc.org.
Let's go back to the phones and the fun. Rufus, I think, is still with us listening to WSC-FM in Charleston. We started out the show with a story about the Montana GOP having in its platform a call to essentially make illegal any sort of homosexual act, and that kind of spun off into a discussion about public displays of affection in general. And Rufus, you were commenting that, you know, it's kind of tacky if you're in a restaurant and there's a couple people across the in another booth that are making out in a public fashion like that. I certainly would agree with you there, and I think the appropriate method to dealing with that, and you may agree with me on this, is not to pass a law, but in fact to just talk to the restaurant and say, you know, hey, I don't like to watch that while I'm eating.
get a room.
Yeah, or talk to the people and themselves. And if the restaurant's not willing to, set up some sort of rule about public displays of affection, then you could go eat somewhere else. Rufus, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, it wouldn't bother me to that extent. You know, it would just be a little minor peeve. But here's the really weird thing, and I guess this is going to divulge a part of my psyche that maybe I'll be sorry about. But if I see two women, especially if they're attractive, embracing each other in a warm, meaningful kiss and embrace, to me, in my mind, I think, God, that's so beautiful. But if I see two men doing the same thing, I think, oh, my God, that's disgusting.
And I tend to feel the same way. I tend to feel the same way. I'm just not going to do anything about it. You know, I mean, I think to some extent that's the reason that they do it, in order to bring it to people's attention that, hey, this should be normal. But, I mean, you know, be honest, Rufus. Do you want to see these two fat, ugly, straight people necking in the booth next to you, too? I mean, the fact is, beautiful people doing stuff is interesting. Ugly people doing stuff isn't.
Yeah, and let me just bring up this point where I told the screener. Last night I heard, and I'm going to change the subject completely, but I hope you'll bear with me.
That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, Rufus. Go ahead.
Okay. Last night I heard that they discovered a planet 20 million light years away that has the same temperature as Earth, but maybe three times the amount of gravity. And of all the planets they've discovered, they think it has the best chance of harboring any kind of life. So as a result of that, United Nations picked this man in Malaysia, some astrophysicist, to be the world's ambassador to any extraterrestrial life that happens to come our way.
That's some
now,
good stuff
I
there.
Now, what I want to know is, who asked my opinion? I mean, where does this minority of people get off picking, making these decisions? Like, I don't recall BP asking me if they could drill for oil a mile deep in the Gulf of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so where is this minority group of people who are making all these monumental decisions get this authority from?
No, they just made it up. You know, they didn't get it from anywhere. They just do it, and they've got men with guns who are willing to back them up. And they know that, they're going to get away with it because, well, people will just keep paying.
Well, so, I also won't take up any more of your time.
Thanks, Rufus. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. I really love your show. Thank you. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your thoughts. Hamilton listening in also in Charleston to WSCFM. Hello, Hamilton.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to y'all. I've never heard your show before. And
sorry for the shock.
Well, I just don't normally listen to news radio on Saturday evenings, but anyway, I heard what y'all were saying about Montana, and it kind of ticked me off because I'm a very conservative Southern Christian Republican who would no more vote for a law that would make it illegal to make gays not able to practice their homosexuality than I would, you know, vote for us all to be dead. It's crazy, but at the same time, your approach of you refer to the Republican Party in such a stereotyping way, you're doing the same thing that people have done for years as far as stereotyping any group.
Which stereotype are you referring to? Because I am a Republican.
Well, the other gentleman then who was talking about Republicans being a bunch of old, stodgy guys who want to be exclusive to everyone else but themselves. And,
I stopped him.
Okay. Well, and the other comment about Republicans being, anti-Mexican, anti-immigration. That's such BS. This country was founded on immigration. We were all immigrants at some point or another. Even the Native Americans came across a landmass from Asia. We're all immigrants. But there's a difference between illegal immigration and legal immigration. The people who come from all over this world to this country, if you come in through the front door, you're welcome.
No,
if you come in through
true.
The back door and you...
That's not true. Not if you. Not if, no.
I knew we'd devolve into the immigrant discussion. So let's go to the immigrant thing because it sounds like we agree on the gay stuff here.
You're not welcome if you come in through the so-called front door. It's
you're not welcome
unwelcoming.
if you are an unskilled laborer from Central America. I mean that's the honest truth. Unless you're related to somebody in the United States. I mean they have quotas for each country, and the fact is you're never going to get across if you are an unskilled worker.
So if there's a quota for each country, that means that we have a limited amount of space. And so you've got
so who said that?
That's
a non sequitur. Because there's a quota, there is a limited amount of space. Have you ever been to Utah, Wyoming,
Montana? The reason there's
Montana?
A quota is because
I just flew in from from Utah yesterday, actually. I was in Salt Lake City all week.
Well, Salt Lake City is probably not the most indicative of the amount of space there is in Utah. But
you're correct. And I also drove through the mountains from Salt Lake City to Grand Junction and back.
Plenty of room for some people who are who genetically were here longer than you.
Beyond physical room, how about financial room? How about infrastructure room? The ability to handle the population that we already have here, as far as on the roads, as far as social networks, being able to help those less fortunate us.
What do you mean help them? I mean, don't worry. The churches will help whomever they whoever needs helping. They'll take care of it. Don't worry. They'll step up really, really. But you know, I'm wondering about the future world when they control the amount of kids that you and I can have. When the conservative says, well, we can't get rid of these laws that say that people can have a certain amount of children. My God, people will just begin having so many kids, we won't be able to handle them. I mean, this is the same argument. People could begin procreating at an inexorable rate tomorrow, and all these people would be legal, and you'd have to provide for them or whatever it is. And
the market does an amazing job of scaling up to consumer demand, and so if people are demanding more housing, it will be built. If people are demanding services from the marketplace, they'll be provided by people in search of profits. So, I mean, do you believe in the free market?
I do believe in a free market, but
so
a free market is not,
why
market
think
is not equal free borders. No country can
survive. Actually, the free market's about labor. This is a marketplace of labor, and what you're suggesting is that U.S. labor is somehow able to have a better claim on U.S. jobs. When you don't believe that, U.S. products should have a better claim on U.S. dollars. So it's really just about selling labor, and don't you think that the individual who lives in Tijuana has just as much right to sell me his labor as the person who lives in San Diego?
If he gets here legally.
No.
Meaning if he
I don't care whether he gets here legally.
Meaning if he jumps through all of the arbitrary hoops.
Right.
That the
you said it was a nation of immigrants, and the fact is, most of the people whose grandparents came across, they spent 3 days at Ellis Island, they got their names screwed up, and then they were off and free to do whatever they wanted. Now that they have, it costs tens of thousands of dollars to become a citizen.
If you can even get the application in and they don't lose it, you've got to put money in just to apply, and then they, in half the time, will lose the application. You have to apply again. If you want, you've got another point. We'll let you come back for that. More in a moment with Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. They've got pretty much whatever it is you might be looking for. Dozens of categories, free Super Saver shipping on brand, a lot of their brand new items. Not all, but a whole bunch of them. And you can even buy used if you want to. They sell you stuff too. So go to Amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. And a portion of the purchase price will be given to Free Talk Live if you shop through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
That's true too. If you go to gold.freetalklive.com, there, the gold purveyors are all over AM radio. And before you buy, go check out gold.freetalklive.com. I've set out some coins there that you can comparison shop. I think you'll find the best prices on the internet at gold.freetalklive.com.
We're talking, we started talking about some kind of, some of the bigotry that can be found in the Republican Party. And it's just it's a big turnoff, especially, you know, for somebody like me. And I've come from the Republican Party and I would never go back. And one of the reasons is because of that attitude. And it kind of led into a conversation about at least immigration with Hamilton, who I think is still with us. Hamilton, listening to WSCFM in Charleston. Are you still there?
I am.
So we're just kind of doing our best here to correct some of the misinformation out there that surrounds this idea that, well, it's no problem. You just come in through the front door, go legal, then it's A-OK. And it's not OK to have some group of arbitrary bureaucrats deciding whether or not you can come to a more free place and live a better life for yourself. I mean, how familiar are you with the process of actually legally immigrating into the United States?
Actually, a good friend of mine from here in Charleston was from East Germany, and he spent, I think, 8 years going through the process. And so I know it can be long and difficult,
yeah.
But he brought something to the table. He owns his own business, was actually married to an American girl, has children here. I'm not unsympathetic to anybody coming through the process. If I could say something, it is that y'all spent the majority of the time that we were just talking telling me what I believe without actually letting me have a chance to tell you what I believe, which is the system is broken. We do need to change it.
Okay,
however,
would
I would institute a guest worker program. I would also make it less long and difficult for people to get into our country. However, people just coming across the border willy-nilly, free as you please. I don't believe in free borders. I believe in free free economy, free market. But free borders don't necessarily go along with that.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Have either of y'all ever been to South Africa?
I have never been to South Africa, no.
Go to South Africa, no. Go to a Cape Town, go to Johannesburg and see the shanty towns that have been created from the free border policy that the ANC instituted after they came into power when apartheid fell.
It's a much poorer country. I mean, even people that live in, the citizens of South Africa live in shanties.
Wait a second. I've been there. South Africa is a very nice country.
I've been to Greece. I couldn't tell you anything about their politics.
South Africa has a lot, is basically a first world country. Yes, there is still poverty there. Yes, there was poverty before the borders were opened, but it's so much worse now. They have bogged their system down. There are shanty towns of millions of people.
Wait a minute, they bogged the system down. Oh, I see. Well, we haven't really mentioned yet that on this show we oppose the ideas of welfare and forced wealth redistribution. So in the absence of having a forced wealth redistribution system, then the people that come here will be the ones that, as you mentioned before, have something to offer rather than the people that are looking to just take. Would that make sense? Like if you could get rid of welfare, would you be all right with open borders?
That's a good question. Probably.
Okay.
I don't know if it's an either or situation. Yes, I think welfare is too much of a nanny state. They can't support it there. But all I'm saying is open borders can really be bad for whatever economy there is.
Well, I'd really like to point out here, Hamilton, that in fact, if you look at almost every economist, there are a few that will say otherwise, but almost every economist will say that immigrants have been a net gain, a tremendous net gain for the United States. That that more immigration will only benefit our economy. Certainly, they will point out, and I think rightly so, that there's a huge drain from the ideas of welfare and WIC and hospitals and public schools and all these things. And as far as I'm concerned, I shouldn't have to feed your dog and I shouldn't have to feed your kid.
Exactly.
I'm willing to. My church gives all the time, and I'm certainly, when I have the opportunities to help people, I do that. However, I don't think that I think that once you start on an entitlement program, people feel entitled. They are less likely to work. I'm totally interested in people coming here and working. What I'm not interested in is people coming here and living off of the largesse of those that do work.
Hamilton, thanks for the thoughts and the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Greg, listening also in Charleston. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Gentlemen, it's amazing the length of the diversity of the topics of the conversations that you have, but it kind of bothers me as a conservative because I've voted both for Democrats, I've voted both for the Republican Party, so it really doesn't matter. I kind of look at the individual, but what I see, or at least what I hear from y'all, is name-calling as far as the bigoted Republicans, and I never hear you say the bigoted Democrats, because let's all be fair. You have knuckleheads on both sides of the aisle.
I think we said that earlier. In fact, maybe if I didn't make it clear, I said I think it's probably true there are bigoted Democrats as well. They just don't have the same reputation. They don't have the same reputation, as Mark said, for wearing it on their sleeve
we've
as
been
many
trying
Republicans
to,
do.
We've been trying. When we talk about the bigots that are in, the bigotedness that's involved, is what we're trying to talk about is the perception that people have, not the reality.
Right. It's not to say that all Republicans are bigots. Clearly, that's not a true statement. I would never make a sweeping statement
or that
like
it's a
that.
Bigoted party, because I don't think that's true either.
Right, but I think all three of us can agree that people's perception are their reality, and they have stuck with, just to give you an example, I grew up in what would be called a liberal democratic family.
Okay.
I mean, the whole run, Jesse, run, the whole nine yards. And out of that, being the youngest of five, I grew up to be conservative, not necessarily being Republican, but I could not understand the handouts, the give-me's, and the name-calling from the Democratic Party. And, subsequently, looking at my family, and it's always, a joke during Thanksgiving that I'm the only one that owns my own home. I'm the only one that owns a business. I'm the only one that's still married. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one that's retired out of the military, not needing the government. But you look at those in my family who thought that the liberal way, and I won't just put it on the Democrats because you have the Republicans that are in belief of this, but that the liberal way was the correct way and the name-calling was the correct way, and it's not. And I just kind of wanted to see if y'all could just kind of lean further away from the name-calling. We know what it is, and it kind of bothers me when you talked about the guy from Tequila. You didn't mind whether he was illegal or not. Those kind of things, I think, should transcend both parties.
So I'm trying to figure out what it is that you don't like here. You don't like the word bigot that we've used, because what we've tried to do when using the term bigot is talk about the perception that people have, and we're addressing the reality that surrounds it.
Right. We never called everybody bigoted, but wouldn't you say that the policy that the Montana Republican Party has, that homosexuality should be outlawed, is a bigoted policy?
Oh, certainly, and,
okay.
and they should, be, I won't say strung up from a tree,
no.
But it's those kind of folks that give everybody a bad name, but all blacks are not like Jesse Jackson.
Oh, no,
so
absolutely
what
not.
What y'all are doing is making sweeping statements. Say,
if you felt that a sweeping statement,
idiots, and stop just ascribing them to Republicans. Say, well, these Republicans out here have lost their mind. They're not, some Tea Party members have lost their mind. We all know the Jesse Jackson wing of the Democratic Party has lost their mind. But let's describe.
Greg, I get it, man. And if it sounded like we were being sweeping before, then I apologize. It was not my intention to do that. We were making general statements about, how people see the Republican Party, and it doesn't mean that there aren't individuals within it. I mean, I made a general statement, and the Hamilton was upset, that Republicans are typically seen as a bunch of old white, old white guys. And that's obviously not true across the entire spectrum of the party, but wouldn't you say from the Republican meetings that you've been to, and I'm going to jump to a conclusion here and say that you're a black guy, wouldn't you say that the majority of the people attending those meetings has been old white guys?
And that's true. I would just hope that y'all using y'all forum would try to break that stereotype so folks will realize that it is not the way it's portrayed on TV and as they hear it on radio.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate your call and your thoughts tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The Libertarians are a bunch of old white guys as well, and I think that's a problem. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is on the way. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.